In celebrating the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas, we celebrate an extraordinary saint and something important about the Church and, of course, about the Dominican Order, of which he was a friar. And as we all know, he died in 1274. It seems that we can calculate that his published works are something like 8 million words, several volumes in any edition that's available of his works. And it could seem that with St. Thomas Aquinas, we're dealing with a library of books rather than with an individual who sought God, who tried to share by the gifts he was given what knowledge of God that was given to him in the Church. And if I could just choose one aspect to mention today for particular reasons, if we look at what St. Thomas had to say on the angels, we can get an insight into the way he thought, not just about angels, but about God and about ourselves. Because in reflecting on the angels, we are soon led to reflect on God and on ourselves. He is, of course, known as the Angelic Doctor, and I'm speaking to you as a Dominican friar myself from the Priory of Santa Sabina in Rome, where St. Thomas lived for up to 3 years, from 1265, and in this priory he wrote the first part of his Summa Theologica, which contains his most profound and longest study of the angels. So each day I pray in the church, I walk along the cloister, I pray in the chapter room, which would have been familiar to St. Thomas himself. So the angels matter, the Bible tells us that, Christian tradition tells us that, Christian teaching tells us that. And they matter because they show us just how glorious and creative and good God is. In the variety of created goodnesses, of which angels are part, we are part, animals, plants are part, in all that variety of goodnesses, we get a glimpse of the supreme goodness, which is God. And the angels then keep alive in us the glory and creativity of God, lest we forget it. They also teach us, human beings, how one needs to be close to God constantly. And for St. Thomas, the angels differ from us in that we are inconstant. We are the inconstant ones, inconstant in our minds, inconstant in our wills, unlike the angels. And that also alerts us to the spiritual dimension of our life, that we are bodies, but not only bodies, we are embodied, we have souls. And Thomas reflects at length on guardian angels, how each of us is given a guardian angel who in a mysterious way does the will of God and keeps us close to God's ways. And for Thomas, our guardian angel will co-reign with us in heaven. Here on earth, in our life, we need our guardian angel, our fellowship with the angel, to learn, as it were, already to live in heaven. As it were, the angel brings heaven on earth and brings us to heaven. The present Pope, Pope Benedict XVI, has throughout his life as a theologian, which is virtually all his adult life, taken an interest in St. Thomas Aquinas, obviously, as a theologian. And as Pope, as we all know, he has spoken more than once about St. Dominic, the founder of Thomas's order, one of the key saints in the renewal of the Church in the Middle Ages, and if a Dominican may be allowed to say this, the founder of a still useful order in the Church. And so with this Pope, I doubt if any of us could ever read all 8 million words, but there are a variety of ways we can enter the thought of St. Thomas Aquinas in the footsteps of St. Dominic.